Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, meanwhile, the Guardian newspaper is tracking the number of people killed by police in the United States. It says that just over 500 people have been killed this year. Is it a sign that things are getting worse between police and the public? Or are these issues just getting more attention? NPR's Michelle Martin got some perspective from longtime civil rights advocate and former president of the Los Angeles Police Commission, John Mack.
John Mack's long experience as president of the Los Angeles chapter of the Urban League made him a vocal critic of the LAPD, a department he once described as an occupying force. And that's one reason he agreed to serve on the Los Angeles Police Commission from 2005 to 2013, at a time when the LAPD was trying to recover from a spate of scandals involving brutality and corruption. John Mack, welcome. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
When you look at the stories that have so grabbed the country's attention this year involving these really fraught and sometimes deadly contacts with the police, what do you see?
It seems to me that every time we take a few steps forward, then we have these incidents that take us backwards. I would say in Los Angeles, I was able to see some progress during the years that I served on the police commission. But then all you need after hard work is that incident. And unfortunately, we've had a few of those incidents.
You've been involved in civil rights really all of your adult life, and I was wondering, had you had any reservations about serving on the police commission? You know, for people who aren't aware, it kind of functions like the board of directors for the Los Angeles Police Commission. It's actually been around since the 1920s, but, you know, you took up your post there at a time when there was a lot of anger directed at the department, particularly among communities of color. So did you have any reservations about it?
Oh, yes, I did.
And why did you decide to do it?
Well, I'll tell you, now that you ask me, that's an interesting story, the way that came about. When former Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa was elected, I was a member of his transition team. And I'll recall we were sitting around. He stood up and pointed and said, "I want you to lead the police department." And I almost fell out of my chair and I said, "You got to be kidding. I told you I would support you, but this was not what I had in mind." You know, I thought about it and thought, maybe I can make a difference. And as I moved around the community, there were a lot of people who were patting me on the back saying it was a good thing. They were happy I was there. And I had some who were saying I sold out. You know, you move from being this civil rights activist to you've joined the club kind of thing. But as I reflect upon those 8 years, I mean, they were very meaningful. After having fought LAPD for all of the years, to be able to be a part of some of the kinds of reforms that took place really was very gratifying.
You know, you've been quoted in recent years saying that the LAPD has undergone a, quote, amazing transformation from being, you use the term, an occupying force in South and East LA to one that interacts with and is more representative of those communities. Do you still feel that way?
You know, you have to keep it in perspective. First of all, Los Angeles Police Department has 10,000 men and women in uniform. And over the years, from what used to be a good old white boys club, now, I mean, we do have a department that's more representative of the communities that they serve. Having said that, we have thousands of officers on the streets, and they come from all kinds of backgrounds. Many of them don't live in the city. And frankly, a number of them are uptight when they have to police an African-American community. But I think in the final analysis, the important thing is that the department and officers be supported when they do the right thing, but they be held accountable when they do the wrong thing and do things out of policy. So it's important to have strong oversight. But then you move beyond Los Angeles and you see some things that are just so blatant. For example, the Ferguson incident where Michael Brown was shot and killed. And then, of course, that department is history, basically an all-white department. And some people may recall the old Barney Fife TV series with these cops who were bumbling and fumbling around. And in Ferguson, I think it was a combination of racism and, frankly, just some incompetence.
A number of media organizations are taking a new look at this question of people who've been killed in police custody. The Washington Post is particularly interested in the whole question of fatal police shootings. And according to their reporting, as of May 30th, Los Angeles police led the country with 8 fatal shootings this year. And this, as you said, is in a department that's more ethnically diverse and has had a lot more scrutiny than many of the departments that have been in the news. You know, of late, does that particular data point mean anything to you? And if so, what?
Well, unfortunately, I would like to think that this is not necessarily a rolling back the clock by LAPD. I think that maybe these young uptight officers who police the African-American community probably go in there nervous, on the muscle, and some tend to be trigger happy.
Do you feel optimistic or pessimistic that the kind of fear and anger and hostility and resentment that so many people seem to feel can be addressed in a constructive way and that actually we can get to a point where we're not having this kind of conversation?
Well, I'm cautiously optimistic. I think it really boils down to leadership. If you get a police chief who, frankly, is anti-Black, anti-Latino, or who feels that his cops, her cops can do no wrong, you're going to have bad things happening all the time. And there'll be some cynics who will say we've made no progress. I totally reject that. We have made some progress. Of course, it gets lost sometime when you have a high-profile incident such as the East L. Ford incident or the kind of situation they had in Baltimore and other places.
John W. Mack is the former president of the Los Angeles Board of Police Commissioners. He's also a former president of the Los Angeles chapter of the Urban League. He's currently serving as a commissioner on the City of Los Angeles Planning Commission. Mr. Mack, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
NPR's Michelle Martin will be in Los Angeles on June 24th for a night of storytelling with local residents and law enforcement. You can join the conversation on Twitter using the hashtag StreetsAndBeats.